Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 6, Killing of the Demon as Putana. Text number 9, you have written on the board. Divama Cheshtita Vikshyantara Kosha Parichadasivat Varashtriyam Tat Prabhaya Chadashite Vikshyamane Janani Yatishtatam Tam
Tam
Yiyo
Rakshasi Putam
Tikshna Chittam
Tikshna Chittam
Ту, у которой было лютое сердце деда-убийцы.
Ативама честитам.
Ативама честитам.
Пытающийся обращаться с ребенком ласковее.
Чем мать.
Викша
андара.
Увидев внутри.
Коша паричада асиват.
Коша паричада асиват.
Словно острый меч в мягких ножнах.
Варастриям.
Красивейшую женщину.
Цапрабая.
Ее влияние.
Ча.
Также. Охвачены.
Нирикшамане.
Видели.
Джанани.
Две матери.
Хи.
Поистине.
Атиштитам.
Молчали.
Бездействовали. Translation. Путана. Rakshasi's heart was fierce and cruel, but she looked like a very affectionate mother. Thus she resembled a sharp sword in a soft sheath. Although seeing her within the room, Yashoda and Rohini, overwhelmed by her beauty, did not stop her, but remained silent because she treated the child like a mother.
Сердце Ракшаси Путаны было лютым и безжалостным, но вела она себя словно любящая мать. Поэтому она была подобна острому мечу в мягких ножках. Ешода и Рахини видели, как Путана вошла в комнату. Однако, очарованные ее красотой, не остановили ее, а молча смотрели, как она нянчила ребенка.
Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Although Putana was an outsider, and although she personified fierce death, because the determination within her heart was to kill the child. When she directly came and placed the child on her lap to offer the child her breast to suck, the mothers were so captivated by her beauty that they did not prohibit her. Sometimes a beautiful woman is dangerous, because everyone, being captivated by external beauty, Maya Mohita, is unable to understand what is in her mind. Those who are captivated by the beauty of the external energy are called Maya Mohita. Mohitam Nabijananti Mame Bhyaparam Avyayam. Bhagavad Gita 7:13. Nate Vidu Swarta Gatinmi Vishnun Durashayaye Bahir Anatamanina. Srimad Bhagavatam 7:531. Here, of course, the two mothers, Rohini and Yashoda, were not Maya Mohita, deluded by the external energy. But to develop the pastimes of the Lord, they were captivated by Yoga Maya. Such Maya Moha is the action of Yoga Maya.
Это речь о Прабхупаде. Хотя Путана явилась неизвестно откуда и была олицетворением лютой смерти, ибо в сердце своем намеревалась убить ребенка, когда она вошла в комнату и взяла ребенка на руки, чтобы дать ему грудь, его матерей настолько очаровала красота Путаны, что они не остановили ее. Красивая женщина бывает опасна, потому что всех очаровывает ее внешняя красота, Майя Мохита. И потому что людям бывает трудно понять, что у нее на уме. Те, кто очарован красотой внешней энергии, называют майя мохита. Мохитам навиджанати мамтебья парамавья. Парамавья. Бхагавад-гита 7.13. На те видух сварт-агатим кивишну дурашая е бахир атхан майна. Бхагавадам 7.5.31. Разумеется, в данном случае две матери, Рахини и Шоли, не были майя мохита. Они не были введены в заблуждение внешней энергии. Их приняла йога майя, чтобы игры Господа шли своим чередом. Такая майя моха вызвана йога майя.
Кура-граганья-гана-гоча-голо-ру-харам Горанга-гура-тама-го-пя-ра-ко-па-брикшам Гопала-гара-рати-дам-яти-сингха-гора Говинда-деши-каварам Сататам-намам-и. Devotees, maybe you can come a little closer.
Может быть, преды могли бы подвинуться поближе.
Except for those sitting in chairs.
Come
closer. How many of you were not here last night?
Кто из вас не был здесь вчера?
So last night we began our discussion from some of the teachings of Śrīla Thakura Bhaktivinoda.
И вчера вечером мы начали наше обсуждение с учений некоторых учений Бхактивинода Тхакура.
And how the different leelas of Braj, the demons killed in those pastimes, represent different obstacles on our pathway to our eternal home of Vrindavan.
И как вот демоны, которые приходят во Брадж для того, чтобы убить Кришну, являются олицетворением всяческих препятствий наших на пути домой к Богу.
And these are obstacles that we'll all have to go through sooner or later.
И вот эти препятствия, так или иначе, каждому из нас рано или поздно приходится проходить.
So, Bhaktivinoda, he compares Kamsa to the mundane head or the head of mundane religion.
И Бхактивинода Тхакура он сравнивает Камсу с главой мирской религии.
And last night we spoke about how Kamsa is not actually the son of Ugrasena.
И вот мы говорили вчера о том, что Камса в действительности не является сыном Уграсена.
Does anyone remember who is actually the father of Kamsa?
То есть помнит, как звали
Гобила.
Отца Камса. Гобила.
And Gobila had a very interesting characteristic, although he was a great demon who tricked Padmavati, Kamsa's mother, and raped her.
Gobila, он, у него интересная характеристика была, мало того, что он обманул Padmavati, изнасиловав ее.
Still, Gobila was very, very learned in the Vedic literatures.
Так или иначе, Габила был очень учен в ведической литературе.
He was very expert at performing sacrifices.
Он был знающим экспертом в совершении жертвоприношений.
But he had no interest in Krishna Katha.
Но у него не было никакого интереса к Кришна Катхе.
And yesterday we read from Vishnu Chakrabarti Thakura's commentary on a verse in the same chapter from the 10th canto.
И вчера мы читали комментарий Vishnu Chakrabarti Thakura к стиху из той самой главы, которую мы читаем сегодня.
Where he says that in those places where people, they follow scriptural practices, they do some sacrifice, but they don't have Krishna Katha.
И он говорит там, в тех местах, где люди совершают жертвоприношения, но не имеют никакого Кришна Катхи.
Then demoniac persons are attracted by that.
В таких местах, такие места являются привлекающими для демонических веществ.
Interesting thing.
Это очень интересно.
They're doing religious ceremonies.
Они делают религиозные церемонии.
But demons are becoming attracted.
Но демоны привлекаются.
So this is Kamsa. Kamsa seems like a Rajarshi, a Raja Rishi, a great saintly king.
И вот Kamsa, он похож на Раджа Риши, то есть святого царя.
And being the good son of Gobila, his father, he knows Manusmita and Smriti Shastra.
И он будучи хорошим сыном своего отца Гобила, он знает Смриti Shastra и прочие другие ведические писания.
He's very, very expert in Vanashram Dharma.
Он очень хорошо знает Ванашрама Дхарму.
He only has one little fault.
И у него есть одна небольшая
недостаток.
Один большой недостаток.
He hates Krishna. Other than that, he's a very saintly person. So, and we spoke about how Kamsa looks like the son of Ugrasena. But obviously he's not the real son of Ugrasena. And we spoke about how the disciple sometimes looks like a follower of his guru.
И мы говорили о том в сравнении, что иногда ученик выглядит как ученик своего гуру.
But they may actually be very far away from him.
Но на самом деле он может быть очень далеко от себя.
And in that regard, we spoke about different types of disciples.
И в этой связи мы говорили о разных видах учеников.
Especially those persons who are known as guru giri, who try to make a business out of their guru.
Особенно таких личностей, которые называют guru giri, которые пытаются делать бизнес на своем.
And the snehasilita, who just looks for affection from his guru.
И снехасилита, которые похожи, как будто они очень привязаны к своему гуру.
So just at this point now, I'd like to ask, are there any reflections? Any realizations devotees had from yesterday?
И вот как раз пока мы вот на этом находимся этапе, я хотел бы спросить преданных, может быть, у вас есть какие-то реализации или какие-то мысли по этому поводу, что вы услышали вчера?
It's nice if you would share something.
Хорошо бы, если это поделились еще.
Should I speak? Russian, yeah?
По-английски, может быть. Не по-русски.
I think that it is very nice that you discuss these topics to discover these subtle dead things that can be in our heart, yeah? And it's very, very nice and very proper to speak about these things that we can remove from our heart, yeah. These because they block bhakti to grow of bhakti in our heart. Ну, переведите.
Мне кажется, это очень замечательно, что вы говорите об этих тонких вещах, которые могут заблокировать бхакти в нашем сердце.
Я могу сказать, что это очень хорошо, что Мадхавананда Прабху вчера затронул все эти тонкие осквернения, которые могут быть в нашем сердце, потому что они блокируют рост бхакти в нашем сердце. Да, то есть, если мы их можем распознать, то мы можем их удалить.
I think perhaps we could say that one of the definitions of mundane mechanical religion.
Можно сказать, одно из определений вот этой мирской механической религии.
Is that they don't want to talk about these kinds of things.
Что они не хотят говорить.
They just want to hide that.
Они хотят спрятать.
But for persons who are genuine, no, this is a very important thing to discuss.
Но для тех, кто искренне в своем бхакти, это очень важно обсуждать такие вещи.
Any other thoughts from yesterday?
Can I a little bit add? Yeah. Śrīla Prabhupāda, and after Śrīla Prabhupāda, my Guru Maharaj explained that bhakti means sarva padhi vinirmuktam, that paratvena nirmalam, krishikena krishikesha sevanam bhakti ruchitesha. So bhakti means to sarva padhi vinirmuktam, that we should remove all upadhis, what is in our consciousness, in our heart. Śrīla Prabhupāda, вслед за ним, мой духовный учитель, объяснил, да, что бхакти означает удалить все анарты из нашего сердца. Это значит бхакти. Да, то есть увидеть их, вот как Мадхавананда Прабху нам помогает увидеть, да, и удалить их, когда мы видим их.
Матуди?
Я вчера еще думала о том, что вы сказали, что плохо, когда мы ждем похвалы от гуру. Вот. И в то же время мы должны как бы радовать своего духовного учителя. И каждый год мы пишем отчеты своему духовному учителю и рассказываем, что мы сделали за этот год. Ну и как бы, и когда я пишу, я думаю, ну, наверное, это Гуру Махараджу понравится. А может быть, тогда стоит писать о том, что, ну, как бы, о том, что мешает, а не о том, что я, чего я добилась.
So you were saying yesterday about the persons who is trying to get that the guru would appreciate him, appreciation from the guru. So every year we're writing
a report
to our guru that what we did. So maybe it's not so, and we are thinking So maybe this my Guru Maharaj will like, and I will make him happy by my report introduction.
Ну, а я как бы думаю, что это ему понравится, но как бы и его реакция будет, что он похвалит меня, а может быть тогда это и не надо писать.
What I'm waiting from this, what I'm doing, that maybe he will appreciate it and say to me his appreciation, words of his appreciation. So what should I do? Maybe I shouldn't write this report because I'm waiting this reaction. Or maybe should I write what is my obstacles or my path? Bhakti.
You should write the kind of report your Guru Maharaj wants.
Нужно писать такой отчет, что Гуру Махарадж, то, что хочет слышать Гуру Махарадж.
If your Guru told you to write a report of what you've done, you should write what you've done.
Если он вам сказал, что вы должны писать в отчете о том, что вы сделали, вы должны писать о том, что вы сделали.
But there's a subtle difference between that and just wanting Gurudev's attention.
Но есть небольшая разница, если вы просто хотите привлечь внимание своего Гурудева.
Sometimes devotees, they think that darshan means you go on the internet, you type in www.darshan.com and you see the deity.
Иногда преды думают, что даршан это обозначает, я набираю в интернете darshan.com и я увижу там божество.
But that's not actually darshan.
Но это не на самом деле.
And there's a subtle difference between our looking at the deity, which is not darshan.
Есть тонкая разница между тем, когда я смотрю на божество, что не является даршан.
And the deity looking at us.
Some
of there's a subtle difference between us giving some report to Gurudev. With the hopes that Gurudev will give me attention. And making the same report just for the pleasure of Gurudev. Because Guru and Krishna, they're the seers.
Потому что Гуру и Кришна – это они, те, кто смотрит.
They're the enjoyers of our service, not ourselves.
Они наслаждаются нашим служением, а не мы им наслаждаемся.
It's said that there's two types of service.
Говорится, есть два вида служения.
Vaitiki seva and ahaitiki seva. Service with a motivation and service with no motivation.
Haitiki seva и ahaitiki seva – это мотивированное служение и немотивированное служение.
If you go to town and you give class in the temple, that may be vaitiki seva.
Если ты отправляешься в Таллин, то даешь лекцию классную, это может быть хайтики сэм.
You may think everybody will clap their hands.
Потому что все будут хлопать тебе. Super
class. Maybe they'll give me some nice prasadu.
Может быть прасаду.
So that service is some motivation.
И это служение с мотивацией.
But ahaitiki sēva, service with no motivation, is that service no one knows about.
И это ahaitiki sēva, это служение, когда никто не знает о твоем служении.
Chanting our japa is ahaitiki
seva.
It's not that we start clapping our hands. Oh, so and so, they chanted 16 really good rounds this morning, all glories to
God.
Narottam Das Thakur, he used to go to hide in the bushes. And when his Gurudev, Lokanath Goswami, would pass stool, afterwards Lokanath Goswami would come and clean it. And every day he was doing that. But no one knew he was doing
that.
That's ahaitiki seva. That's a very nice service. These two girls should push him. In the Bible, in the book of Matthew, it's said that if you give charity, you should do it in such a way that your left hand doesn't know what your right hand is giving.
In the Bible, it's said that you should give charity in such a way that your left hand doesn't know what you're giving.
It says you shouldn't advertise that thing.
То есть ты не должен рекламировать это.
So this is an important point. This is the way Kamsa behaves. He advertises his religiosity.
Это вот в этом-то и суть, что Kamsa, он показывает свою религиозность на показ.
But the Vaishnavas, they don't like to advertise what they've done.
Но Vaishnavas не любят выставлять на показ эти вещи.
Good point. Anything else this time?
Еще что-нибудь?
Would you?
I read this Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta's article you were quoting a few years ago. And I was ecstatic when I read it. And then I read some more by him that he had written. This is maybe one realization that I discovered that even though he's just the guru of Srila Prabhupada, he's very close to us, but I hadn't really read almost anything he had written before.
И вот получается так, что я потом еще прочитал несколько статей после этого, и я подумал, что он не так далеко от нас, это Гуру Шрила Прабхупады, и я ничего до этого не читал.
But in any case, I think this, for me, this article, I was ecstatic because it explained so many things for me.
Я был в таком экстазе, потому что он многое мне объяснил, эта статья.
I have been so confused sometimes. Why is it that on one hand I am attracted to spirituality and on the other hand I'm kind of repulsed by religious movements sometimes, even sometimes our own, you know.
И я вот иногда думал, почему я так привязан к духовности, но иногда меня очень сильно отталкивает вот эта вот религиозность мирская, а иногда даже ее проявление в нашем движении.
And yeah, so it's great. And but the interesting point that I hadn't really realized that you mentioned yesterday was that it's actually, in a way, it's the stages we all have to go through. So I think that brings it to one's, on the level of one's personal spiritual life, and I think that's very important and nice to of you to point out.
И вот мне понравилось то, что вы объяснили, что с точки зрения нашей личной практики духовной, что нам каждому из этого нужно пройти через эти вот вещи.
Let's ask a practical question to everyone here.
Давайте спросим практичный вопрос.
How many of you raise your hand before you joined just really liked organized religion? Raise your hand.
Как много из вас людей, вот им прям реально нравилась организованная религия, массовая такая, из вас, тех, кто долго знали Кришну?
In America, a few years ago, they said that there were over 300 million people who left organized religion.
В Америке 300 миллионов людей, оставившие религию.
And they said that they felt closer, the majority of them felt closer to God than when they were in the religion after they left.
Многие из них, большинство из них сказали, что они почувствовали себя ближе к Богу, когда они ушли из этого.
So this is a really important thing for us to remember.
И это очень важная вещь, которую мы должны помнить.
Not a single one of you here joined because you really liked organized religion.
Никто из вас не присоединился, потому что вам реально очень нравилась организованная религия.
How many of you joined because you were just so impressed with the management of ISKCON? Just raise your hand.
Как много человек из вас присоединился, потому что вам так нравился менеджмент ISKCON, прям вообще.
Nobody. Sometimes there's one or two, and that's okay.
But
very, very few people appreciate that. Not that there's anything wrong with that. We should have good management. It's important. But when we go out and speak to people about Krishna, remember this. Don't just try to impress them. We have a really big building, and we're a legal religious organization, and we have lots of books, and we collect lots of money. People are not interested in that. People want to see what do you have. It's very, very important. So, today we'd like to discuss something about what Bhaktivinoda actually says is the first obstacle in Braj Leela, which is Putana. I spoke about Kamsa first because Kamsa is the one who sends Putana. Kamsa and Putana, they're dudes, they're very closely connected. So, I'd like to read you something from Bhaktivinoda's Krishna Samhita. He describes the identity of Putana as an obstacle for us. Ado guru, ado dushta guru prapti, putana stanya dayani, vacharupa kutarkastu, trinavarta itiritaha. He says that persons who are on the path of braj bhakti should avoid the first obstacle.
Для личности, которая находится на пути Враджа Бхакти, нужно избегать первого препятствия.
The first obstacle is accepting a bogus guru.
Первое препятствие – это принятие уже гуру.
And we should try to avoid that by discussing Putana's arrival in Braj in the disguise of a nurse.
И нам нужно сделать это, обсуждая прибытие Путина во врач под личиной нянечки.
Bhaktivinoda says there are two types of gurus.
Bhaktivinoda говорит, здесь два вида гуру.
Antaranga or internal, and Bahiranga or external.
Antaranga внутренний и Bahiranga внешний.
So everyone is going to have to go through sooner or later a false guru.
Каждый рано или поздно должен пройти через этого
гуру. In fact, I would probably wager that all of you in the room have already gone through one or more false gurus.
Я уверен, готов заверить вас в том, что каждый из вас прошел через
those false gurus might have been in the form of your parents.
Эти лжегуру могли предстать перед вами в форме ваших родителей, например.
They told you something like, anyway, you can be religious, but you don't have to spend 2 hours a day chanting God's names. I mean, that's crazy.
Они могут сказать тебе, ну, ты, конечно, можешь быть религиозным, но вот это вот мямлить каждый день 2 часа в день имена Бога, это вообще сложно.
Or maybe they tried to tell you, you can't be vegetarian, you'll die. It's very unhealthy, you have to eat meat.
Но ты же не можешь быть вегетарианцем, ты просто помрешь.
Or you may have had a false guru in the form of a teacher in school.
Или, например, учителя в школе, писать.
Or a priest in the church.
Или священники в церквях.
Or a friend that you listen to for advice.
Или друзья, которых ты слушаешь.
It may have been a devotee.
Они могут даже приятные.
You might have even been initiated in the Hare Krishna movement. By someone who later went away.
Например, кто ушел от него.
So there are many different types of false gurus.
Есть множество разных лжегуру.
Yesterday I made a strong point. There's no such thing as a false guru.
Я вчера говорил, что нет такой вещи, как лжегуру.
Who is there instead?
Но кто же тогда вместо них?
There's no false gurus, then what are we reading about Putana?
Если нет лжегуру, то что мы читаем о Путине тогда?
What did we say?
We should reckon.
There's no false gurus, there's only false disciples.
Нету лжегуру, есть лжеученики.
Because if we're sincere, then Krishna will send us a bona fide guru.
Потому что если мы искренне, Кришна пошлет нам настоящего гуру.
And this is a very important principle in the teaching of Putana.
Это очень важный принцип в учении Путана.
So we'd like to contemplate that pastime a little bit.
И вот мы немножко хотим помолиться на это время.
Some different Puranas, I can't remember the name of the Purana. Some different Puranas state that Putana, she had the form of an owl. She came, she flew into the Braj in the form of a bird.
И Путана, она прилетела во Брадж в форме птицы в некоторых Пуранах.
The Harivamsa Purana.
Сова.
Сова? О, в форме совы.
And Rupa Goswami in Lalita Madhav, he says that Putana was carrying Shrimati Radharani.
И в Харивамсе Пуране говорится, что Путана, она несла в своем клюве Шримати Радхарани.
And some of the other Braj gopis when she came to Braj.
И некоторых еще гопи в Браджи, когда она прилетела.
Interesting.
Очень интересно.
He says that Yogamaya had previously transferred Radharani from the womb of Kirtita Devi to the womb of the Vindhya Mountains.
И говорится, что Йога Майя, она перенесла Шримати Радхарани из лона Киртиды Деви в лона гор Виндья.
That Kamsa had told her to call Putana, you should kill any extraordinary small boys and kidnap any small girls.
И потому что Камса сказал ей, что ты должна убивать всех необычных мальчиков, маленьких, и красть маленьких девочек.
So Putana had picked up Radharani and the Astasakis.
И Путана подобрала Радхарани и Астасаки.
And then later, when the priest of Chandravali started chanting some demon-killing mantra, Putana became afraid and she dropped them.
И когда вот этот
священник
Чандравли, он начал читать мантры для того, чтобы убить демона, а Путана пролетала там сверху и уронила Радхарани.
And Srimati Radharani was dropped into the Jamuna River, which she was later found by Kirtida and Vrishabhanu Maharaj.
И Радхарани ее уронили в Джамуну, и в конце концов Киртида и Вришабхану нашли ее там.
It's a big subject.
Это очень большая тема.
But it's interesting, this verse we're reading today, that when Putana entered Braj, no one recognized her.
Очень интересно, когда Путана вошла в Брадж, никто не узнал ее.
Sometimes devotees in the society, they become very disturbed when a leader turns out to be a deceitful person.
Обманщик. Иногда преданные в нашем обществе, они очень расстраиваются, когда получается так, что они видят, что преданные, которые находятся во главе нашего общества,
лидеры.
Ну, лидеры нашего, один из лидеров нашего общества оказывается обманщиком.
Шрила Прабхупада said, it's very difficult to establish a spiritual movement in the material world.
Шрила Прабхупада говорит, очень трудно установить духовное движение в материальном мире.
Because there are so many cheaters, so many people like Kamsa.
Потому что так много обманщиков, таких людей, как Камса.
And these Kamsas, they send Putana, the false guru.
И эти Камсы, они посылают Путану, уже гуру.
And Putana's work is to kill the babies.
И дело Путана — это убивать детей.
Babies means those persons who are starting their spiritual life.
Дети — это значит те люди, которые только начинают свой духовный путь.
And the false guru comes and kills those neophytes, those new devotees, the babies.
И уже гуру приходит и убивает их, неофитов.
By telling him, don't worry, don't think about Krishna.
He говорит, не, все нормально, не волнуйся, не думай о Кришне.
Just be sure and give donations.
Просто давай пожертвования, все нормально.
Be a member of the society.
Будьте частью нашего общества.
And then everything is okay.
Все будет хорошо.
Asti and Prapti.
Asti and Prapti.
The two wives of Kamsa, two wives of mundane.
Две жены Камсы, две жены мирской религии.
And in this way, those false gurus, they kill the babies, the new devotees in spiritual life.
И таким образом вот эти вот лжегуру убивают этих вот деток, духовных лидеров, начинающих.
The false gurus kill them by just telling me, just follow some mechanical external thing.
Убивают их, просто говоря, занимайся какой-то механичной деятельностью, внешней деятельностью.
But it's interesting, even in our own society, sometimes devotees, they become very disturbed when they see that some bogus person was in our society and had the position of a leader.
Вот интересно, что преданные удивляются, вот что у нас был человек, который на самом деле оказался лжецом, был лидером в нашем обществе, как бы так.
And sometimes they lose faith in the whole society.
И они теряют веру из-за этого.
What kind of society is this?
Что это за общество такое?
They had so many fall down gurus.
Так много гуру пали.
Must be a bogus society.
Это, наверное, лжеобщество.
Don't speak like that.
Не надо так говорить.
But I say that's not the real question.
Я вам скажу, вы не в этом дело.
That's just an external thing.
Это все внешние вещи.
The real question is, how is it that Mother Yashoda and Rohini didn't recognize Putana?
Я вот хочу поговорить о том, как же так получилось, что мама Яшода не узнали Путана.
Okay, maybe a few demoniac persons in our society, a few persons who were weak, they had problems, and the managers couldn't recognize them.
Ладно, может быть, у нас есть в обществе, менеджеры не узнали, что эта личность вот такая.
But that's not the real question.
Но не в этом дело.
The real question is, how is it that Yashoda and Rohini didn't recognize Putana?
Вопрос в том, что как же так, Yashoda и Rohini не узнали Путана?
I'd like to read you something which, to my knowledge, has never been translated into English before.
Я хочу прочитать кое-что, что до этого я не видел, чтобы было переведено на английский.
I have a hobby, I like to collect old rare Gaudiya Vaishnava books.
У меня есть хобби, я люблю коллекционировать старые книги Gaudiya Vaishnava.
So a few years ago we got one book, it's called Govinda Mangal.
It was
written by a devotee named Duki Shamdas. And he's a direct disciple of the famous Shyamananda Prabhu. And so he says some very interesting things about this Putana Leela. So he wrote these in the form of a poetic song. Putana entered into Braj, she was so extremely beautiful. Kavi Karnapur, in his Ananda Vrindavan Champu, says that when Putana entered Braj, everyone was astonished. And they began to criticize the heavenly dancing girls. Oh, Rumba. In comparison to Putana, you're so ugly, you're going to end up marrying a frog. Urvasi, you can finish your career, you're done.
So much fun.
And in this way, they criticized all the beautiful ladies in the universe. Duki Shamdas says that a Putana entered just like Mohini Murti entered amongst the demons. And everyone was so appreciative. So at that time, Putana, she asked the Brijvasis, I'm a very, very unfortunate woman. Pucha Mola Kalarati. She said, yesterday my son died. Did you ever wonder how it is that some strange woman, no matter how beautiful she may be, some strange woman just walks into Braj, and Mother Yashoda says, yeah, you can breastfeed my baby, go ahead. Isn't that a little unusual? Why did Yashoda allow Putana to breastfeed Krishna? When Putana arrived in Braj, she told the Brijvasis this thing. Hamanari Dukamati, I'm a very unfortunate woman. Putamola Kalarati, because yesterday my baby, my son, died. Tunakaya Narahe Parana, I can't tolerate the pain in my breasts. My breasts are so full of milk. Jignasi Tomarakachi Kara Gari Putra Achi Kahatari Dibastanapan. Is there someone here in Braj who has a new child that I could give my milk to? My breast is so full of milk, it's causing me so much pain. Putana told them, she said, I was so disturbed when my son died. I left my home. I thought, without a son, why should I live? Unable to see the face of my son, my heart's breaking. And Putana told them, Satya kahi sabara samaj, I'm telling all of you the truth. When the ladies heard Putana, they They gave her this advice. You should go to the house of Nandamara and speak to Yashoda and Rohini. Yashomati is very, very kind. And seeing how your sorrow, she'll give her son. So then Putana went to the home of Nandamara. Nandamara at that time was in Mathura visiting Vasudev. He had to go there to pay his taxes to Kamsa. Because that's the way. Sometimes even sincere, genuine spiritualists, they have to pay tax to the mundane heads of religion. Nandamaraj wasn't there that day. And when Putana arrived at the home of Yashoda, Yashoda and Rohini thought, my God, maybe it's Lakshmi Devi.
I
come to see her husband, Vishnu.
She's
so beautiful. Obviously, she's a great devotee. The real question is not, why did some of the leaders in ISKCON, why they couldn't recognize some false gurus? The real question is, why was Mother Yashoda fooled? And you'll be very shocked to hear. It's not the only example like this in Brej. Vatsasura, Pralambasura, Shankachuda, they all have something in common with Putana. When they arrived, the Brijbasis thought they were devotees. Vatsasura looked like a very cute, nice devotee calf. Pralambasura, when he first arrived, Krishna addressed him in such an affectionate way. My dear friend, he said, you're such a good friend. I want you to stay with me all the time. And everyone thought, oh, he's really a very close friend of Krishna's. Even Balaram thought like that. And Jiva Goswami says that when Pralambasura started carrying Balaram away, and then Pralambasura turned into a demon, Balaram became confused. Krishna just said, you're my dear friend and I want you to always be with me.
Do
you understand that? I know one sadhu. He had a disciple who was always causing lots of trouble. And he was going around and trying to push his guru on everyone else. And so people were getting angry at his guru. And later that guru, he called for that devotee. And he told him, you're so dear to me. I want you to stay with me all. You should be my secretary. And travel with me wherever I go. And that sadhu, one of his godbrothers asked him, he said, this fellow's a troublemaker, why are you taking him with you? He said, that's why I'm taking him with me, because he's a troublemaker. If I keep him close, I can keep an eye on him. But to many people, it may seem like that person is very close to Gurudev. The cowherd boys didn't recognize Pralambasura as a demon. They didn't recognize Vatsasura as a demon. And even when Pralambasura started carrying Balaram away, Balaram was confused. He thought, this is Krishna's drug. Well, what's going on? And then Krishna winked at him. And Balaram understood all. And so he did some brain surgery. Similarly, when Shankachuda arrived in Braj, Brinda Devi thought, oh, it's the sun god come to worship Krishna. How is it that these great exalted eternal associates of the Lord didn't recognize these demons? When Putin arrived in Braj, no one recognized her. Only one person recognized her. And he was a little baby. The Brijbasis are simple. We should understand the difference between the seer and the seen. Where our position is not that of being the seer. There's drashta and drishta. Drashta is the person who sees. The deity sees me. And that's why when we come before the deity, we offer obeisances. Sometimes you may see the Hindus, they tug on their ears. Because they're in effect saying, I'm reporting before you. You can chastise me. It's not that I come before the deities and I look at them. Yeah. Pretty good. I approve. The Pujaris did a good job today. That's not darshan. Darshan means a deity sees me. I can't see him. Looks like wood or a picture to me. And if you look at me, you might think, oh, he looks like a very nice devotee. But when Krishna looks at me, he sees my heart. That's what darshan means. And therefore we should come before the Lord and we should report ourselves. So this is a very important principle, drashta and drishta. I am not the seer. My position is to be seen. I can't tell who's a devotee and who's not a devotee. Even Yashoda, she can't tell. The Brijbasis are simple. Putana came, she looked like a devotee. Vatsasura, Pralambasura, Shankachuda, they looked like devotees. So they gave them respect. But you may say, but if we do that, we may get cheated. If you take shelter of Krishna, everything is okay. But if you try with the aid of your empiric senses to ascertain who's genuine and who's not, you won't be able to tell. And all that you'll do, you'll make offense. What if I told you, I saw on the internet, it's a scandal in ISKCON.
Я расскажу вам скандал в ИСКОН.
New thing. There's a big, big leader in ISKCON. He was doing something very bad.
Был один большой лидер в ИСКОН, которого поймали на том, что он плохие вещи делал.
You may have heard of him.
Даже слышал.
His name's Garuda.
Его звали Гаруда.
And he's the carrier of Lord Vishnu.
И он носит Господа Вишну.
The big scandal.
Большой скандал.
Turns out he's not a vegetarian.
Оказалось, что он не вегетарианец.
Sometimes he eats fish.
Иногда он ест рыбу.
Sometimes he eats turtles or snakes.
Иногда черепашек, иногда змей.
Very bad.
Очень плохой.
What would you think? What would you think if someone were coming and they were beating devotees? They're killing cows. But what if I told you that was an eternal associate of the Lord? And their activities were part of their service to the Lord. And their names were Jai and Vijay. Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. We can't see who's who and what's what. We depend on Krishna. But you may say, but I don't know, that sounds scary. I should depend on my senses. I mean, I know 5 verses in Bhagavad Gita. I'm almost an incarnation. I should depend on my vast knowledge of Shastra. You'll always be cheated. You have to take shelter of that baby. Who wants to take shelter of a baby?
It
doesn't sound very safe to me. I want to take shelter of my senses. Those are much stronger. And you'll always be cheated. And you'll always fall prey to the false guru. So when Putin explained to Mother Yashoda, Yashoda thought, oh, this is very good. And Duki Shandas describes. Yashoda Bichar Kore Rohini Hasani Kola Aya Yashoda, she said, Rohini, what do you think? Balahoyla Ayla, Amara Bhavani, I think it's very good. It's very auspicious that this lady's come to our house. This is what Mother Yashoda said. Yadu Yada Yatri Kori, Haki Mahi Hari. Such a nice lady. She can be the doctor, she can be the nurse of my Gopal. And Ekta Chinta Dila, thinking like this, Krishna Putanara Kori, she gave Krishna to Putana. Even Mother Yashoda doesn't recognize. Mother Yashoda's greatness is not that she can see everything. That's not the greatness of Krishna's devotees. The greatness of Krishna's devotees is that they depend completely on Krishna. Kavi Karnapur, he says that Krishna crawled onto Putana's lap. Srila Jiva Goswami and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, they describe that when Krishna climbed onto Putana's lap, that he closed his eyes. And they give 4 different reasons for that. One was, he didn't want to see her face. She killed so many babies. Second reason he says is that maybe by closing his eyes he was giving some kind of message to Putana.
Второе, это то, что закрывая глаза, он давал некое послание Путине.
And to reassure her, he closed his eyes. A third reason they give is that Krishna had descended. He came here, Puritanaya Sadhana, Vinashaya Dadushkam, to kill the demons. But the first demon was a woman. And the Vedic literatures say you're not supposed to ever kill a woman. So he closed his eyes for that reason. And a fourth reason they give is that Krishna, he may have seen her like a nurse and feeling secure with her, safe with her, he closed his eyes.
И четвертое объяснение того, что Кришна реально воспринял ее как нянечку, и поэтому, чувствуя себя безопасно в ее руках, он закрыл глаза.
Putana is a false guru.
Putana лжегуру.
The false guru is someone who comes to offer their breast.
Лжегуру — это тот, кто является для того, чтобы предложить
something very close to their heart.
Кое-что, то, что очень близко к их сердцу.
Mother's milk, it'll nourish your spiritual life.
Молоко матери, оно будет питать в духовной жизни.
But in the case of Putana, her breast is smeared with poison.
Но в случае Путана ее грудь была смазана ядом.
Something that kills the babies.
То, что убивает.
Putana is a false guru. She gives this milk in the form of her instructions.
Путана лжегуру, она дает это молоко в форме наставлений.
But it's coated with a kind of poison.
Но эти наставления смешаны с ядом.
Don't pay attention to Krishna.
Не обращай внимания на Кришну.
Just be a member, just follow Kamsa.
Просто следуй Камсе, просто будь членом.
Just be a member of the church and everything.
Просто будь членом нашей церкви, все хорошо.
So that baby, Krishna, he destroys Putana, he destroys Kamsa.
Но этот дитя Кришна, поэтому уничтожает Путана, уничтожает Камсу.
And Krishna saw, oh, you're offering me your breast, that's so nice.
И Кришна подумал, о, ты мне предлагаешь свою грудь, так мило.
So he began to suck on her breast. And Krishna sucked the poison. He sucked whatever milk she had. And he began to suck out her life. And Putana began screaming. Let go of me. And that little baby wouldn't let go. She began screaming and screaming. Let go, let go. So Krishna, he can digest the poison of Putana, the false guru.
Krishna может переварить этот яд лжегуру Путана.
It doesn't hurt him.
Ему это вреда не причиняет.
And Putana swallowed that poison, the milk, and also took the life air away from Putana.
Проглотил этот яд, это молоко, и высосал всю ее жизнь.
Кави Карнапур says that baby Krishna kicked her.
И говорится, Кави Карнапур говорит, что маленький Кришна ударил ее.
And so that her body landed outside of Braj. Krishna must have kicked in a very expert way. Because she landed on a mango orchard. It just happened to be Kamsa's personal mango orchard. So not only did he kill Putana, but he also smashed Kamsa's mango orchard. And at that time, Putana manifested a real form, which is 12 miles long. So Krishna disappeared from the room, from the house. And Mother Yashoda became mad and anxiety. What happened to my baby? Did some demigods, did they fall in love with him and take him away? Maybe some apsaras wanted to marry him. Maybe my Gopal saw that I'm not a good mother and went to some other woman. And she became a mad woman. And all the Brijbasis began searching everywhere. Krishna understood the anxiety of them. And so then Krishna, he climbed on top of Putana's breasts.
И Кришна, он забрался на вершину Ягуди.
And he began to play there.
И начал играть там.
And then the Brijbasi saw him.
Брижбаси увидели его.
And Kavi Karnapur said they made a chain.
И говорит, Кавья Карнапур говорит, что они сделали цепочку.
One of the Brijbasis picked up Krishna.
Один Брижбаси взял Кришну сверху.
And he handed him to another.
Передал другому.
Who handed him to another.
Кто передал другому.
Until they gave him back to Mother
Yashoda.
Mother Yashoda had been falling on the ground unconscious. But as soon as they put that baby back in her hands, Kavi Karnapur says she became like a dead corpse who comes back to life. She got her Gopal back again. Rupa Goswami says the first thing that she did, she put her breast in Krishna's
breast.
Because if the baby takes the mother's breast, everything is okay. And the Bhagavatam says then that the Brijbasis, they gave Krishna a bath of cow urine.
И рассказывается, что Брижбаси умыли Кришну коровьей мочой.
And they performed many different rituals, placing different mantras, names of Krishna, names of Vishnu on Krishna's body.
Разные ритуалы провели, разные имена Вишну на тело Кришны положили, мантрами разными.
They took shelter of the holy names.
Они приняли прибежище к именам.
And then they cut Putana's body into pieces.
Позже они разрезали тело Путаны на кусочки.
And they began to burn it.
И начали сжигать его.
Around that time, Nanda Maharaj was returning back to Braj. What's going on? What is this? What's this giant dead body they're burning? They told them all about what had happened to Krishna. And then Nanda Maharaj, he did the same thing in Mother Yashoda. Again, he bathed Krishna in cow urine. Again, he when they burned the body of Putana, all the Brijbasis were very surprised. The smell was very fragrant, like a guru. Because Putana had become purified. By being killed by Krishna, now her body had become purified. Rupa Goswami describes it in one place that Mother Yashoda had bad dreams for a long time after that. And in her dreams sometimes she would see Putana. And she would feel so disturbed. And then in the dream she would see her Gopal. And she would become ecstatic. Everything was okay. So Mother Yashoda, she gave Krishna to Putana. She considered Putana to be like a nurse. Because she was simple. Mother Yashoda is like the temple commander of Braj. She gives different services to everyone. She couldn't recognize Putana. That's not her business. It's Krishna's business. We should remember this from this pastime. Now, a number of questions arise. First question is that the Bhagavatam says that Putana was killing so many babies in Braj.
И первый вопрос заключается в том, что Бхагаватам говорится, что Путана убивала столько детей, множество детей в раю.
How do we understand that Putin was doing that?
Как можно понять, что Путин делает?
That's a question.
Это вопрос.
Question number two.
Вопрос два.
How is it that Putana, we know Srila Prabhupada said, she got the position of a dhatri, a nurse in the spiritual world?
Srila Prabhupada говорит, что Путана получила позицию, то есть положение дхатри, то есть нянечки в духовном мире.
How did she manage that?
Как-то у нее получилось.
You may say, well, because she was killed by Krishna.
Ну, можно сказать, да, Кришна, она же была убита Кришной.
But we're not satisfied with that answer.
Но этим вопросом мы не ответили.
How did she get the opportunity to become killed by Krishna?
Как у нее появилась возможность стать убитой Кришной?
Such good fortune. These are two questions we have. In the Mahabharata, in the Adiparva chapter 18, it said that Putana was a daughter of a demoness named Kaitavi. Was a maid servant of Kamsa. The Brahmavivarta Purana says that Putana was a sister of Kamsa. Madhvacharya says that Putana was the elder sister of Bakasura. The Bhagavatam says that Putana was a sister of Bakasura and Agasura. Putana, this lila happens again and again. And at different times in different Divya Yugas, it may happen a little different way. In any case, Putana sometimes has some family connection with Kamsa. Or sometimes with Bakasura and Agasura. She comes in different forms. Sometimes the Harivamsa Purana says that she came in the form of an owl, a bird. Owls are considered very inauspicious. But how did she kill all these babies? Jiva Goswami, in Lagu Vaishnav Toshin gives a very interesting comment. He says that actually Putana didn't kill any of the babies of Krishna's Vrajbasi devotees. It's not possible. Krishna protects them always. He's the only person that she killed were the followers of Kamsa. Oh, that's very interesting. Putana, she arrives in Braj thinking, I'm going to kill this Krishna. I'm going to trick him, I'm going to disguise myself as a devotee. But who got tricked? Putana got tricked. And Krishna used her in his service. So Krishna didn't have to kill those demons, he had Putana kill those demons. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, they've tricked all of us. We may be like little Putanas. Sometimes someone thinks, yes, I'll join the Hare Krishna movement, I can steal some money. I'll go there and I'll convince them I'm a great devotee and I'll get a nice wife, a nice husband. In this way, in a subtle or gross way, sometimes we think I'll cheat the devotees. But who gets cheated? We get cheated. And we get cheated in a very nice way. We described in the beginning yesterday how Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said that these problems in religious institutions have been there since the beginning of time, and they're these problems are there in all institutions. So then the question came, and why did Srila Prabhupada and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta create institutions? They just want to make a sacrificial altar and offer us some sacrifice to Putana with her knife? They were taking shelter of that little baby. And they understood that everything is okay. As long as that little baby is present. Once Sishukumar Ghosh, who was the founder of the Ananda Bazar Patrika, one famous newspaper which is still being printed today in Kolkata. Sishukumar Ghosh.
Sishukumar Ghosh.
Ananda Bazar Patrika.
Ananda Bazar Patrika.
He came to him and he said, Maharaj, I have to tell you, you know, in your society there are many bogus persons. I've seen them. Some brahmacharis, they are keeping girlfriends. Some of them are keeping bank accounts. You have many people in your temple doing nonsense things. You should kick them out. What was Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's response? Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, who's Singha Guru, like a lion. He said, yes, I know. I knew they're there. He said, but if I kick them out, what hope will there be for them? At least if they stay here in our temple, there's some hope for them. Because, you see, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta and Srila Prabhupada, they have two secret weapons. Two secret weapons to destroy Putin. Would you like to know what those secret weapons are?
Yes.
First secret weapon is the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Second secret weapon is Srimad
Bhagavatam.
Now at this point you may be thinking, they don't seem very secret to me. I mean, this is the Hare Krishna movement. We're having Bhagavatam class right now. We have Bhagavatam class every day. How are these secret weapons? They're secret because Putana doesn't take them seriously. It's just a baby. Yeah, I can give my poison. She doesn't take that baby very seriously. But that baby's very powerful. And if you want to be a member of this movement, you have to chant 16 rounds every day. You have to read Srimad Bhagavatam every day. You may be a demon. Maybe you're trying to trick all of us. But you're going to be tricked. Because if you do these two things, then Krishna's going to trick you and he's going to use you in his service. The 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam describes mantratas tantratas chidram desha kalaha vastutaha, that there may be some chidra, some fault in your organized religion. According to Desha Kala Patra, time, place, and object, there'll be some fault. But sarvam karoti nischidam, all that fault goes away. Anu sankirtanam tava, with the chanting of the holy names. This is a secret weapon. Don't stop chanting. And it's okay, we can invite so many Putinists. Yes, you come, join the Hare Krishna movement. We have some service for you. And they'll become purified. And the Srimad Bhagavatam is a very powerful book. Every vastu, every object has a dharma, has a nature. And Srimad Bhagavatam also has a nature. What's the verse, Kone, do you remember?
Like some, yeah?
Tagvagvi sargo janataga viplavo. That this Bhagavatam, it'll always create a revolution. It's okay, you can sell a copy to Kongsa. Yeah, very nice book, sir. Keep it in your house. Let everybody read it. And something will happen. They'll figure out, hey, King Kongsa, you're a jerk. Kongsa will become exposed. All kinds of falseness will be exposed. These are the two secret weapons. This movement is like Braj. In Braj, they had baby Krishna. And in this bridge of the Hare Krishna movement, we have baby Krishna in the form of the Maha Mantra, in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. And we take shelter of that. We don't take shelter of buildings or institutions. We serve the mission. And Srila Prabhupada's mission has a name. He called it ISKCON. He had another mission previously, he called it the League of Devotees. What's in a name? We're not so concerned about the name. We're concerned about the service. This is Srila Prabhupada's mission. And we want to serve his Seva Sangha of ISKCON. My Guru Maharaj once, sometimes he used to ask, what is
ISKCON?
He said, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Simple answer. And then he asked, who's really a member? And he answered his own question. He said, that person. He said, that person who's Krishna conscious. Once he said like that. And he pointed at me. And he said, Madhavananda not joined. Sometimes people they ask me, when did you join ISKCON? I say, well, I'd like to. But I haven't joined yet. If you go to the Ganga, you might see a dead body in the river. I've seen dead bodies in the Ganga before. You can tell because there's a cloud of flies and a very bad smell. You may see some stool in the Ganga. Ain't taking bath there, thank you very much. But don't misunderstand, the Ganga is always pure. Those nasty things are just on the surface of the Ganga. They're not the Ganga. And so problems in this society, they're not the society. This society is Srila Prabhupada's desire. We compiled a book a few years ago. I don't know what the Russian title is. In English, it's My Revered Spiritual Master. And it's a collection of letters from Gurgavinda Maharaj to Srila Prabhupada and Prabhupada back to him. And different things that he said about Srila Prabhupada and Srila Prabhupada's society. So he said, this society is always pure. Because this society is Srila Prabhupada's desire. If we associate with that, it's always pure. There will be kamsas who come to this society. There will be putanas who come to this society. But this society is still pure. If we associate with Srila Prabhupada's pure desire. Srila Prabhupada knew there was going to be putanas and kamsas. And they may be us. But Prabhupada said, it's okay. And just as Krishna tricked Putana, he engaged her in his service. So she was killing all the babies of Kamsa's followers. Putana thought she was defeating Krishna. But Krishna tricked her and used her in his service. Krishna accepted her service. Krishna purified her. And she went to the spiritual world. This is the story of ISKCON. So don't be disturbed by that. Just take shelter of that little baby.
In
front of the holy name and the front of Srimad
Bhagavatam.
And everything is okay. One last question we didn't clarify. How is it that Putana got such good fortune? Different descriptions are given in the Brahmavivarta Purana and in the Garga Sanhita. The Brahmavivarta Purana says that she was the younger sister of Bali. Garga Sanhita says that she was Bali's daughter. They both say that her name was Ratnamala. In any case, whether she was the sister or the daughter of Bali, the same thing happened. When Lord Vamanadev came, Ratnamala fell in love with him. She thought, what a beautiful little boy. I'd love to be his mother. I'd love to offer my breast to such a beautiful little boy. And then that Vamanadev, he tricked her brother. And he took everything away from Bali. And then Ratnamala became very angry.
He
said, I wish he was my son. And then I would kill him. So Krishna says, Yayatam Mam Prabhupadam Sataiva Bhajami, I reciprocate with everyone. So he reciprocated with Ratnamala. He gave her the opportunity to be a mother. And he also gave her the opportunity to try to kill him. He also gave her the opportunity to try to kill him. So in this way, there are many, many, many other things too we could say, but it's a very big subject. But we should hear about this pastime. We should contemplate on it very deeply. Because we want to serve Srila Prabhupada. It's not just when there's some problems and I'm going to leave the society and go somewhere else. One person once outside of ISKCON, he was preaching to me, ISKCON's very bad, you should leave. It's very difficult to argue with him. He was a very senior disciple, Srila Prabhupada. And moreover, all the bad things he was saying about ISKCON, a lot of them were true. But I told him, I said, that's why I stay. I stay because of the problems. I don't leave because of the problems. I stay because this is an opportunity to serve. And that service which is the most needed is the most appreciated. So let's maintain the purity of this movement. Let's keep Krishna Katha and Krishna Nama in the center of everything. Let's encourage devotees to take shelter of Krishna. And not take shelter of management or institutions. Management institutions are required. They're like the box that you get a gift in. It's a nice looking box. But if you get that gift and you just say, oh, it's such a nice box, I like it. And you throw away what's inside. But I've got a nice box. What's the value? Srila Prabhupada called it churchianity. What's the value? It's not that we're here just to make buildings. Or to have buses. Make money. But our purpose is to use the building, to use the buses, to spread the holy name. Nama bina kichu nahiko ar chodo bhuvanamachi. In all the three worlds, the holy name is all there is.
Во всех трёх мирах святое имя это самое важное.
So we'll stop there.
Мы остановимся.
I just want to mention some devotees are asking about some of our books.
Некоторые люди спрашивают о наших книжках.
I think Anton Prabhu has some. There's some in the back there.
Он тоже там вот ещё несколько.
We've got this.
А вот там он туда он не возвращал несколько книжек.
This is a book of Srila Prabhupada.
Это книга Шри Прабхупады.
Gauravani Maharaj. And this is a biography that I wrote of Gauravani Maharaj. So I don't think there's so many copies, but there's a few left if someone wants some.
Там парочка копий осталось.
Там еще есть.
Там еще есть.
So we should stop now. When do we come back again? In 20 minutes or something? 15 minutes.
Okay.
So we have a little break for a few minutes, and we come back, and we can have a little bhajan for a few minutes, and then we can, if anybody has any questions or discussion. My dear devotees, we want to establish a Vaishnava Sangha. In Kamsa's assembly, Kamsa is the most important person. A Vaishnava Sangha is not like that. In a Vaishnava Sangha, Krishna is in the center. And it's not that the speaker is more important than the other devotees. But everyone is important. And we keep Krishna in the center. Not Kamsa. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Srimad Bhaktivinoda ki.
Jai.
Premanandi. Hare.